November 1. Shun the world's pleasures. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 1 John 2:15. The true Christian will not desire to enter any place of amusement or to engage in any diversion upon which he cannot ask the blessing of God. He will not be found at the theater, the billiard hall, or the bowling saloon. He will not unite with gay waltzers or indulge in any other bewitching pleasure that will banish Christ from the mind. To those who plead for these diversions, we answer, we cannot indulge in them in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Go in imagination to Gethsemane and behold the anguish which Christ endured for us. See the world's Redeemer wrestling in superhuman agony, the sins of the whole world upon his soul. Hear his prayer borne upon the sympathizing breeze. O, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Matthew 26:39. The hour of darkness has come. Christ has entered the shadow of his cross. Alone he must drink the bitter cup. Of all earth's children whom he has blessed and comforted, there is not one to console him in this dreadful hour. He is betrayed into the hands of a murderous mob. Faint and weary, he is dragged from one tribunal to another. He who knew not the taint of sin pours out his life as a malefactor upon Calvary. This history should stir every soul to its depths. It was to save us that the Son of God became a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Let a sense of the infinite sacrifice made for our redemption be ever with you, and the ballroom will lose its attractions. Not only did Christ die as our sacrifice, but he lived as our example. In his human nature, he stands complete, perfect, spotless. To be a Christian is to be Christ-like. Our entire being, soul, body, and spirit must be purified, ennobled, sanctified, until we shall reflect his image and imitate his example. We need not fear to engage in any pursuit or pleasure that will aid us in this work, but it is our duty to shun everything that would divert our attention or lessen our zeal.